want to talk sports in Boston, you talk to these guys.
Just going to say something quick. If you want to get everything, just go see Big Alan Reveal.
Zorak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Thanks for trying on those tickets that we just gave away for Sunday's game. We're going to be giving away another pair at 1:30, so stick around for that. But thank you. We've already given away the winner. The tickets have been given away. They're gone. Let's welcome in on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline from the New England Patriots. I don't know which line it is. Is it this one? Is this David Andrews?
This is.
Oh, okay. All right. We did it all right then. Hi, David. What's going on?
Hey, guys. How are y'all?
Are you responsible for how well the offensive line played this past week? It was a pretty damn good game by you guys.
No, I'm not responsible. It's a credit to, you know, all the guys in that room coming to, you know, work each day, and, you know, an opportunity presented itself, took advantage of it.
How difficult is it for you, like, as kind of being the pivot man there when you have new pieces coming in and, like, the communication, I would guess, would be just a little bit different with different guys in there?
Yeah, you know, I mean, fortunately, you know, two guards this week, you know, Teddy and James, you know, been on the football team for a while, obviously been, you know, teammates with both those guys for a long time. So, you know, have worked with them, you know, and they did a great job all, you know, all week and then all day Sunday.
Did you have a decent idea all week of what that group was going to be and what it was going to look like on Sunday?
Yeah, I mean, I guess to some extent, I guess everything with this whole COVID situation, I don't know the exact protocols, but, you know, kind of fluid at times, I guess. But, you know, we had a pretty good idea of how what we wanted to do and how we were going to do it. So, went out there and tried to execute.
How good has Ferentz been for you guys? Like, you talk about a guy that's been up and down and just keeps hanging around and starts a game here, starts a game there, but just from his toughness and smarts level, how good is he?
Yeah, definitely. You know, obviously been around the game for a long time. You know, he's been here for, you know, a while, like I said, up and down. And, you know, but he always does a great job, true professional, how he prepares each week. So, you know, he's a great asset to have on our team.
You guys feel like you're getting close as far as, you know, everybody talks about points scored, right? And, it, you know, teams that go out and have three and outs really aren't going to score a lot of points. But you guys have accumulated some long drives, 12, 14, 15. Do you feel like things are starting to turn for you?
Yeah, there's definitely some things we can still work on, but, you know, really think we can try to play the game the way we want to play it, you know, and keep moving those chains. And, you know, when we were able to get some drives going, we usually had success. And when we didn't, well, you know, usually weren't. So just have to keep improving, you know, and that starts today with the big, you know, full pad practice on a Wednesday.
David, it seemed like post game, you like sort of made a point of shouting out your quarterback. And I know he's only five games into his career now, but what was it that you saw on Sunday from him? Because that's a high compliment coming from a lineman to a quarterback talking about his toughness. What was it that compelled you to say that you saw on Sunday against the Texans from him?
Yeah, I don't think it's something that just happened on Sunday. I think it's been all off-season training camp, you know, in these first five games. So I can't say it was one thing on Sunday or one thing the past weeks, but really just overall.
Hey, what went on during the pandemic? Seems like everybody's having babies or someone's pregnant. Like, you've been through it too here.
Stidham. Your buddy Stidham.
Stidham's having a baby now.
His pregnancy.
You guys all planned like babies this past year?
You have any advice? What do you think?
Got any advice for him?
Oh, man. I don't know. You know, we definitely, I think me and my wife, we're going to try to start talking about having a baby this summer. So, but, you know, here we are now. So, 2 months old and world's changed forever. So, but yeah,
that's for sure.
You know, but yeah. The COVID babies or COVID dogs. And so,
it's only so much Netflix you could watch. You
know? And that's something like people are trying to give the animals back. You know what I mean? These COVID dogs, these poor dogs, like their owners are trying to give them back because they got to go back to work.
David, you got dogs? What do you have for dogs?
I got two German Shepherds.
Oh, wow.
Workers.
Yeah.
That's a lot of work.
It's a lot of energy to deal
with them. Yeah, you got to keep them occupied.
That's, yeah. When I get home, that's usually the first 20 minutes of my day is getting them out in the yard with a lacrosse stick and making them run suicides, basically.
All right. Football. Football dogs. Love it.
That's right.
I did want to ask you one more thing, and that is the Patriots Twitter account put out the video earlier this week of your pregame speech, being very vocal with the group before you went out and played. Is that something you do often? Is that something you're comfortable with?
Yeah, you know, I mean, I think there's always a message every week, and you know, something I've been doing for a while, but yeah, just always something different, and thought, you know, I was thinking about it and just thought about how great of an opportunity we all had as a team and as a unit. So just kind of came out, I guess.
Nice. No, it's good stuff. Patriots Twitter account put that out earlier this week.
More, please.
Yeah, keep doing that.
Yeah.
We love that stuff.
Get them going.
All right, fellas. Y'all have a good one.
All right. See you, Dave.
Bye, Dave. See you later. He couldn't get offline.
He knows. He knows.
He's like, screw you guys. I'm
what's
out
the next
here.
Question? Come on.
David Andrews. Joining us here on Zolak and Bertrand, our thanks to him. More with Bert Breer in studio coming up next.